things were true.
I grew up in a low-income household. I was always told to work hard, and if you follow your dreams, it'll pay off. And if you need to go into educational debt to achieve those dreams, then so be it. A couple months after I graduated, collectors started calling, and I told them that I could not pay. Even with a master's, I couldn't get a job cleaning toilets at a local hotel. I was on food stamps. I was living off mostly beans and rice.
Does that sound like you or your child? Or maybe even your grandmother? It's the terror of student loan debt and what it's doing to our society. The film is Ivory Tower from filmmaker Andrew Rossi. But don't let me mislead you. I thought that the film was just going to be about the issue of student loan debt, but it's actually a larger picture of the holy grail of higher education and how that system has changed and is continuing to change. Ivory Tower looks at a range of very interesting colleges where the standard professor-lecture setup has been eliminated. But there's also a new mindset on the classic campus. Here are some experts speaking in the film.
In education, there are these very powerful social forces at work where people just imitate what other people are doing without reflecting on why they're doing it. Things like, how do you get into the right college? How does your kid get on the right track? College has been sold and oversold as the key to a better future. And something's gone very wrong with it over the last few decades.
Higher education has had the privilege for a very long time of being a black box. It created this prestige and this mystique around it, but we've never really examined very closely the ingredients on the box.
We need to really rethink, what are the specific things that people are learning and why are they valuable?
And the president of Harvard University.
Welcome, class of 2016. You may have sensed that some of us are expecting you to save the world, preferably by the time you graduate. We at Harvard believe that the best kind of education for undergraduates is a liberal arts education. And that means a broad education across the fields of human inquiry. We aren't educating students for a first job. We want to give them the abilities to think and reason and question for a lifetime.
So that's the intellectual situation. Here's what it looks like on the ground.
All of the competition has been, we are better than we used to be, and we're better than you.
Universities, they're driven by perks wars. One offers an amenity, and they all have to offer the amenity. They're adding the climate walls, and they're adding the plasma screen TVs.
We're getting to the point where we're going to have a swimming pool in every room.
They have pools with tanning ledges. They have tanning beds. The student tells us, I can take a five-hour bubble bath and no one will complain.
There's a massive construction boom on U.S. colleges and universities today. It's an arms race, if you will, in higher education.
It's a feeding frenzy to have a better student center, a bigger football stadium. Sometimes it can be grotesque.
What we've really seen is I think colleges have kind of lost their way about who they are and what they are. And they've turned into these large businesses that have structures around them. They're mini cities.
Families do desire a lot of the amenities that colleges have provided, the proverbial rock wall. To sustain those, colleges have to borrow more money, they have to charge more tuition. To pay $60,000 for a college tuition, you give momentum to this notion of the student as customer when you charge them so much money for their education.
We tend to focus a lot on student debt, but over this last decade, institutions themselves, colleges and universities, doubled the amount of debt that they took on. And in fact, we've seen more people be hired that never stepped foot in a classroom. And that's where a lot of the rising cost of college has come.
Did you know that 68% of students at public universities fail to graduate within the standard 4 years? Which brings us back to the monster in the room, student loan debt. A few months ago, the amount of cumulative student loan debt in the U.S. crossed the $1 trillion mark, yes, the one with 8T, surpassing even our credit card debt. So one of the major questions the film raises is the education worth this kind of personal debt?
What do we want?
Education!
What do we want
now?
want education!
We want it!
I had hoped to share the mic with my godson, who heads a program at a university in upstate New York. But his anger and his pain from his student loan payback experience is so ripe, so acute, that he can't speak publicly about it yet. His original loan, graduating from a historically black college in the South, started back in 1979. 3 years later, he added a loan for his graduate degree at a more expensive state university in the Midwest. Interest accrued, and it took over 30 years for him to pay off the loan. During that time, he was often hounded by loan collectors, and even though a credit counselor verified that his income was not enough to meet what the loan payback was demanding, they still garnished his moderate university wage. Apparently, student loans cannot be financed, cannot be included in bankruptcy, and stay with you until you die. After more than 30 years, as my godson could finally see the end of the payment trail, he was given a small break on the interest due. To which he responded, "They perhaps gave me that waiver based on me being an African-American male with data showing that my life expectancy is short. Or maybe, being a senior citizen now, they thought that I was not worth their time anymore." The film is Ivory Tower. One of the questions the film poses is, what happens to our society if higher education cannot evolve a sustainable economic model? The senator from Massachusetts, Elizabeth Warren, is heading a fight to make education affordable again. She put forth the Bank on Students Emergency Loan Refinancing Act, which would, at the very least, allow folks to refinance their loan the way one refinances a mortgage.
The government will make $184 billion in profits over the next 10 years. All those profits made off the backs of our kids who are trying to get an education. I think this whole system stinks.
Well, unfortunately, in June, Warren's bill was defeated. She intends to continue the fight, and you can too. Ivory Tower is made available through Participant Media, who delivered 99% the Occupy Wall Street collaborative film. When you go to their website, participantmedia.com, each film they represent has a social action button with numerous options on how you can get involved in the issues that the film addresses. Well, Sojourner, enslaved for the first 28 years of her life, never went to school. Yet she was bilingual, analytical, and made her ideas on abolition and women's rights heard throughout the nation. The Ivory Tower's director, Andrew Saucy, gives us a challenge, and that is to rethink the social imprint which dictates that college is the key to social mobility and the American dream. For Sojourner Truth Goes to the Movies, I'm S. Pearl Sharp.